How mad am you know she working for Mr. and Mr. seen that on the paper. So that puppy get $600 for it, I'll sell it. But you can't buy another paper under $300-$400. You can't do it. Not here. Sure.
Yeah. Did you have a room where you keep a lot of old stuff?
Now?
Yeah.
No, I don't have none of that stuff.
Yeah, but some they
have. Some people, let me see you. You know them going to have that stuff, huh?
In the plantation, they'd have a big...
Yeah, I'm just thinking about them going to have that. But that's old, practically all the old stuff they got. Now, I don't know if they said, but I know they got the old stuff.
Yeah.
Ever since I was on the road.
You know Mr. Bird, the old pharmacist?
Half I know him, know his daddy, grandpa, all of them. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I talk with him, too.
You talk with him?
Yeah. He's a nice man.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Murray.
Did he run that pharmacy for his father?
No.
He run it a while. Yeah, he run it a while. And then his father took over. His father first had it.
Yeah.
And then they turned to him. And then, well, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And then he got out and his father got back. Father got sick and he died.
Yeah.
So
his father kept that thing until 1969.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did he tell you how long he had it?
Till 69. Something like 71 years of his life he ran
that. That's correct. I was a kid when he opened that. That ain't the split place. No. He had it further this way.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And they moved from there in front of his mother's house. And from his mother's house in front of Mr. LeBeau's house. You see when that good road is coming through. So they just moved it on the place. But he run a long time. But that was a good man though. You'd go there to Mr. and if they give you a prescription, he'll tell you don't take it. You better not take it. Bad medicine. He was saying, Mr. Doctor, that old who took it to head in Paracat Point to feel this. Outside Mr. Willie, Mr. Willie been dead a long time. And Mr. George. But Mr. William, I don't know if his daddy wasn't a druggist. That's to call him Mr. Isaiah. Yeah. Little raw-boned man, more raw-boned than me.
Yeah. Mr. Henry, did you have a kind of a building where you would store your tools or anything like that?
Oh, when I was on the farm?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I had been over there to Mr. Curette. We got something like a corn crib, you know.
Yeah.
It's a crib right in the center and a wing on each side.
Uh-huh.
Well, I stole my tools under that wing, you see, out to weather. Grease them up good when I get through with them, you know, put them up. So when I come at them again, they'll be all right. But some people didn't do that. They just started to yarn. They come in and get them all broke. Rusted and everything else. That's true. Now, I had a brother, him. He never did put his tools on the shed. Leave them in the field. He left, whatever he left in that field, a plow or no, a middle buster for another man. And so white boy come there, he took a sack and tied around that middle buster's handle and stuck a mat and he burned that man in the middle buster. That man living right now. He left his plow at the back of the coulee. They got a place back there they call it coulee.
What was that?
It's a kind of little buyer.
Okay.
There's a real name for it, buckhorn buyer.
Yeah.
But people call it coulee on that bank. That man passed there and took that plow and threw that plow middle way that water, and the water was high. So he had to come right by, you know, my house to go to the front. He come, mind you, he was a Baptist, nothing. So that man cussed. I said, what you doing, man? He said, lend me a line, lend me a piece of rope. I said, what happened? He said, some so-and-so took my plow too. I just hollered. He said, man, you laughed.